百坤的知音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2017年7月12日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了来的车辆百部，为我们继续来讲解《永恒的璀璨的经》《璀璨的Charitamrita》。Hare Krishna。
Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Good evening. Seven. God begins four.
今天我们继续来学习《永恒的璀璨的经》Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第七章主的南印度之行。
Okay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to South India.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去南印度旅行。
And where people were taken over by...
No, it's not working.
Okay, let's cancel the call.
抱歉，今天的那个 Radhachan Prabhu 这边的连接不行，恐怕没法讲课了。
Okay, let's put the...
Why you can't connect with Wi-Fi? Don't use your screen.Use Wi-Fi password. They must have password. Hey, Bo.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, keep on speaking. We'll see for the last time.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to South India.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去南印度旅行。
And he walked from village to village.
他从一个村庄走到另外一个村庄。
And wherever he went, people all became intoxicated with the chanting of the holy name.
无论他来到哪里，所有见到他的人都不由自主地沉浸在唱诵主的圣名的喜乐之中。
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that he is not going to explain what happens in each village.
那 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 在这里讲到，他不会逐一的描述、解释主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在每一个村庄里发生的事情。
Because the same thing happened wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went.
因为无论主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到哪里，同样的事情就会一次一次的重复的发生。
There is a difference between.The reaction of the people in South India and the reaction of the people in Navadvipa.
那么南印度的人的反应和 Navadvipa 的人的反应是不一样的。
The difference is that in Navadvipa, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to spread the Sankirtan movement, there were quite a lot of opposition.
那么就是区别就是在于当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当时在 Navadvipa 去传播 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名运动的时候，他受到的这个反对声是很大的。
Initially, because the opposition was so strong, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to stay indoor in Srivastava's house to conduct the kirtan.
那么当时主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在 Srivastava 的家中，那他们关起门来在室内、进行 Kirtan.
And because the Kirtan was so loud, the neighbors first began to hear it.
因为 Chaitanya 的声音很大，所以呢，很快这个周围的邻居都听到了。
And the ecstasy was growing so much that they decided that they should now take the kirtan onto the streets.
而他们的狂喜越长越高，那到达了一个顶点，使他们再也没有办法局限在这个室内了。所以呢，他们就决定到大街上去公开的进行齐颂圣名。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the kirtan onto the streets of Navadvip, the majority of the people of Navadvip followed him in the chanting.
所以呢，当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把 kirtan 带到了大街小巷的时候， Navadvip 大多数的居民都跟随了他。
They were Mayavadis and they were smart Brahmanas, fanatic Brahmanas, and they were Muslims who were opposed to this chanting on the streets.
但是呢，当时呢，在这个 Navadvip 的大街上，还是时不时的会撞见一些 Mayavadi， 还有一些所谓的这个博学的婆罗门，还有一些穆斯林伊斯兰教徒，他们都会时不时的来阻止 Kirtan。
But Navadvip was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hometown. This is where he appeared and this is where he grew up.
那么 Navadvip 它是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的家乡，也就是说它是在这里出生长大的。
So he felt very comfortable and very confident to face the opposition in his hometown.
所以呢，他在自己的家乡，他面对的这些反对的人，他还是非常的自在，非常的自信的。
And as we know, he had a confrontation with the Changkazi, the Muslim ruler of Navadvip.
那我们也知道呢，他后来和 Navadvip 的当地的这个总督，这个胡辛斯王，这个穆斯林的当地的这个王有一个冲突。
But it took a lot of convincing.
但是呢，他花了很大的功夫才说服对方。
It even took for Lord Nrisimhadev to appear in the dream of the Changkazi and warn him not to obstruct the Sankirtan movement.
甚至是这个主 Nrisimhadev 他出现在这个 Changkazi 的这个梦中，并且警告他说绝对不可以去阻止 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名运动。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not alone.
而且呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并不是孤身一人。
He was with the members of the Panchatattva.
他和五圣体的其他的成员在一起。
And many thousands and thousands of people.
而且还有成千上万的拥护者。
Now in South India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is alone.
但是呢，在南印度，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却是只身一人。
And just by seeing him, people did not oppose him. They were attracted to him, and they became completely overpowered by the chanting of the holy name.
而看到他的人是绝对不会反对他们的，他们自然而然的被他深深的吸引，被圣名深深的吸引，所以都纷纷的加入了唱诵的行列。
So I explained last week that whenever they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to chant and dance, and then when they went home, they managed to also overpower all their family members and their neighbors and the entire town. They all became devotees, but just by the chanting of Hare Krishna and by mutual association.
那么我上周也跟大家讲过，那这些当地的居民当他们看到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候呢，就被主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的力量所征服了，所以他们都不由自主的高唱起圣名，并且翩翩起舞。而当他们离开主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回家的时候，他们也会把他们的这个力量传递给周围的人，包括他们的家人，还有他们的邻居，还有朋友，所以周围的人呢也都加入了唱诵的行列。所以呢，仅仅是通过这个唱诵，通过彼此之间的这个联谊，就让更多的人开始唱诵了。
Someone may ask, why was it easier in South India than it was in Bengal?
那么有的人可能会提出这样的问题，为什么在南印度呢？相对于这个 Navadvip， 孟加拉来说要更加的容易呢？
Maybe it's because it was not affected as much by Mayavadis and by Muslims.
那有可能其中一个原因就是说南印度不像孟加拉那样受到 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义者和穆斯林的影响，没有那么 没有那么深重。
Even today, Prabhupada used to say that in South India, Vedic culture is very much preserved, so people are very inclined. Even if they are not Krishna worshippers, they are very soft-hearted.
那么就像是 Srila Prabhupada 他也说过，直到今天，南印度的就是说这个伟达的文化还是保留的非常好的。那么当地的人，即便是他们不去崇拜主 Krishna， 但他们的内心也是非常的柔软的。
And it's the same with many different countries. Some countries people are more inclined to accept than other countries.
那么别的国家也是这样的，我们也看到有一些国家他们的他们会更加的喜欢 Krishna 知觉，那就好像南印度他们还是有这种倾向的。
If you want to compare how people accept Krishna consciousness in China or in Hong Kong or in Taiwan, it's very different in each place.
那如果说我们也做一个比较，比如说把大陆人、香港人还有台湾人对 Krishna 知觉的反应做一番比较，我们也会发现还是有很大的不同的。
For example, in Australia, very, very easy for people to appreciate Krishna consciousness.
我们举个例子，比如说在澳大利亚，这个澳大利亚人呢，他们很容易就非常的对这个Krishna 知觉非常的欣赏。
And in New Zealand, even better.
而新西兰就更是如此了。
People are very, very happy to see the devotees all the time. And sometimes they complain, we haven't seen you on the street for a long time. Where have you been?
人们看到 Krishna 的奉献者的时候呢，总是非常的喜悦。有的时候呢，他们甚至会说，我们这么长时间都没有在大街上看到你们，你们在哪儿了？他们还会这样抱怨呢。
And then there are other countries where people, they will throw things at you and they will call the police.
但是还有一些国家呢，这个路人却会向奉献者扔东西，而且还会叫来警察。
So Prabhupada used to be very pragmatic and he used to encourage devotees to go to places where it is more favorable, where people will be more inclined to accept Krishna consciousness.
那么施拉帕帕当时的这个策略也是非常的务实的，所以他就会鼓励奉献者去到那些更加持这个肯定态度的那些区域就是那里的人他们对 Krishna 知觉会更加欣赏，对奉献者会更加支持。
As a matter of fact, we go back into one of the reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take sannyas is becauseHe was no longer being respected even by his own students.
其实呢，当时为什么主切塔尼亚马哈帕布会做一位 sannyasi 接受托钵僧的启迪呢？其实其中有一个原因就是他的学生已经不怎么尊敬他了。
So he decided to take sannyas and travel and give Krishna consciousness to whoever is willing to accept it.
所以呢，他就决定做一个托钵僧，云游四方。然后呢，他无论走到哪里，都把 Krishna 知觉带给那些更愿意接受的人。
And of course, the factor that if one is more pure and one is more advanced in Krishna consciousness, people will become more affected.
当然了，如果是一个奉献者，他更加的纯粹，更加的精进，那么周围的人呢，就会更多的受到他的这个影响。
But the main aspect of spreading Krishna consciousness is that we become instrumental in giving the holy name, and the holy name is Krishna himself. It's not that because we give the holy name, people may accept or not accept. The point is, we just give the holy name, Krishna is there and Krishna stays with people.
那么其实呢 Krishna 知觉传播的一个最重要的一个精髓所在就是在于其实 Krishna 和 Krishna 的圣名是没有任何分别的我们呢只不过是工具一个传递的工具而已我们只要把圣名、把 Krishna 带给人们而 Krishna 他会和这些人在一起会在他们的心中启示他们的
So we should never think of ourselves as I am not qualified enough to give the chanting. Now everyone and anyone who receives the chanting of Hare Krishna becomes a qualified person to give it to someone else.
所以你千万不要认为自己、没有资格去传播这个圣名。其实所有努力这么去做的人就已经具备了这个资格。而所有的接受了主的、圣名接受了 Krishna 的人他们也自然而然地获得了一种资格而且他们有了这个资格再去进一步地传递给他人
And the more we are sincere the more we are enthusiastic the more we become pure and the more it becomes easier for people to accept the chanting
那我们越是真诚越是热情越是纯粹那么周围的人就越会受到感染就会更热切地去唱诵主的圣名
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moving from one village to another until he arrived at the town of Kurukshetra
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就这样从一个村庄来到另外一个村庄最后他来到了一个村子那个 名字呢那个村庄的名字就叫 Kurukshetra
And in that village there was a brahmana of the name Kurma
那么在这个村庄里住了一个婆罗门他的名字叫 Kurma
And this brahmana Kurma was a very pious man and he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home with great respect
那么这个名叫 Kurma 的这个婆罗门呢、他是非常的虔诚的他也非常热情地邀请主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到他的家中而且他对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 满怀敬意
So here is a brahmana who recognizes here is a very saintly sannyasi let me invite him into my home、
所以呢他就是这个婆罗门呢他其实就很快就认识到这个托钵僧这个 Sanyasi 是一个非常圣洁的人所以呢他就想着那我邀请他上我们家来吧
So when a devotee receives another devotee there is a protocol to follow
所以呢当一个奉献者他要是邀请另外一个奉献者到家里来的时候那就有一定的这个礼仪约定俗成的应当去遵循的
Three things should be done as a strict minimum
那么、从最基本的这个条件来说有三条是非常严格是必须要做到的
So Krishna Premi will tell us what those three things are
To give a seat
a Go ahead
Comfortable seat, give some water.
Yes.
Some
prasadam. No. You may not have
prasadam. A comfortable seat and some water.
And
some sweet words.
Some sweet words. Here we go.
Yeah, 就是有三个这个条件，这是最基本的哈，就是你不管怎么样，什么条件你都必须要做到的。第一个就是说，请客人邀请到家中之后，给他们一个非常舒适的座位，然后给他们一些水，然后呢，说一些非常悦人的话。
And if you don't want your guests to stay in your home, don't talk to them, don't give them a seat.And don't give them anything to drink, they will be gone within 2 minutes.
那如果说一个人到你家来，其实你也不想去接待他的，你只要不给他坐的地方，不给他水喝，也不跟他说话，那这个人他自动就会离开。
Actually, this is very much Chinese culture. When people invite you to their homes, even if they don't know you, they will offer you straight away a glass of water, a seat, and they will be very talking very nicely.
对，其实我们中国的这个传统也是这样的，非常的热情好客。只要有客人到家中的话，肯定都会让座，然后给这个茶水喝。然后呢，而且呢，就是说一些非常温和甜美的话。
Now, what happens if the guru comes to your home?
那要是一位 guru, 一位灵性导师到你家来会怎么样呢？
What would you do if the guru comes to your home?
如果你的 guru 到家的话，你会做些什么呢？
You got to wash his feet.
那就是给这个 guru 要沐浴莲花足。
And especially when it's a sannyasi, because the culture dictates that sannyasis, they walk everywhere.And in Vedic times, they don't wear shoes. So when they go to someone's home, they wash their feet and, you know, they make them comfortable.
Wow, 那就是说因为这个传统的这个伟达传统里面那个 Sanyasi, 他们会不停的那个行走。所以说而且他们还不穿鞋，所以呢当一个 sanyasi 到一个居士家中的时候呢，这个居士就会为他沐浴他的足，然后给他按摩，让他舒服。
So that's what the Kurma Brahmana did. He washed Lord Chaitanya's feet with his family members.
所以呢这个婆罗门，这个叫 Kurma 的婆罗门就这样做了。当他邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到家中的时候，他就和家人一起为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 沐浴了莲花足。
So it's possible that the wife brought the water and then Kurma Brahmana bathed the feet. Maybe he had a son who helped him bathe the feet of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢就可能是这样，就这个婆罗门请他的妻子带拿来一盆水，然后他可能有可能在自己儿子的帮助下，两人一起给主持他的马哈帕布洗足。
But then after they finish washing the feet of Lord Chaitanya, they drank all the water.
然后洗完了他的莲花足之后，他们俩呢就把这个沐浴过的这个水都喝了下去。
This is one of the duties of a devotee, is to drink the water that has washed the feet. This is one of the principle of devotional service that brings perfection, is to drink the water of the spiritual master or the Vaishnavas.
所以呢其实这个传统上就是这样的一个在灵性上获得极大进步的一种一个方式，就是说你喝下去洗足过灵性导师或者 Vaishnava 莲花足的水。
So after bathing the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they offer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu amazing amount of very very delicious prasadam.
然后为主切塔尼亚马哈帕布沐浴完莲花足之后，他们给马哈帕布奉上了极其丰盛的 prasadam。
It's prasadam because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only eats in the home of a brahmana, because he knows brahmanas worship deities at home and everything they cook is offered to their deities, therefore whatever he's going to eat will be the mahaprasadam from the deities。
那主持他俩马哈巴布他一直只是在婆罗门的家中才用餐的，因为他知道这些婆罗门都会在家里供奉神像，所以说他们做的这个食物也是先供奉给神像的，所以呢他只要在婆罗门家，他荣耀的这个普沙达一定都是马哈普沙的。
So whenever you invite devotees to your home, make sure thatWhatever you cook, you offer it to the deities nicely so the devotees will eat prasadam and not bhoga.
所以说呢只要你邀请奉献者到你家来呢，你都得把做好的这个 prasadam 要供奉给神像，所以呢你得确保你给奉献者吃的东西都是供奉过神像的，都是 prasadam 而不是 bhoga, 就是没有供奉过的。
So normally what we do as devotees, even if there is a sannyasi in the home, is we all take prasadam together. But here, they serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prasadam, and they waited until he is finished before they took their meal.
所以通常我们现在就是当一个 sannyasi 或者 guru 到家中的时候是坐在一起荣耀菩萨的，但是在这个 Koma 婆罗门的 这个时候呢，他就是在旁边等着服务主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 是直到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 完全用完 prasadam 之后，他和他的家人才荣耀的。
Because they wanted to eat the leftovers from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so they would get more mercy.
因为他们想等着品尝主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 吃剩下来的 prasadam， 这样他们就能获得更多的仁慈了。
But there's something very interesting about the Koma Brahmana, because to invite a sannyasi into your home as a Brahmana householder, it's something, it's customary. Any Brahmana would do this.
那么这个 Koma, 叫 Koma 的这个 Brahmana, 这婆罗门，它还有一个非常特别的地方。它邀请一个 sannyasi 托钵僧到自己的家里，也就是说一个居士婆罗门去邀请一个托钵僧在家里面，这个本身也只不过是一件稀松平常的事情。
But it seems that this Koma Brahmana was not just any Brahmana, because in his mind, he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an ordinary human being.
但是呢，这个 Koma Brahmana 他就不太一样。因为在他的心中，他非常清楚，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并不是普通凡人。
Because he says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma.
因为他对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，主 Brahma 这个梵天也在冥想你的莲花足。
And now those lotus feet have come to my home.
那现在呢，您的这对莲花足却来到了我的家中。
In other words, Brahma worships the Supreme Lord, and now that Supreme Lord has come to my home.
也就是说呢，这个Brahma 呢，他是来崇拜俗者，才来崇拜至尊人格守神的，而这位至尊人格守神现在却来到了他的家中。
So he felt that.His house was blessed, that he was blessed, that his family was blessed, because he was fully conscious that Krishna himself had come to his home.
那么所以呢，他就深深地感受到他的家，他本人以及家中所有的人都得到了这个祝福，因为他其实可以非常深刻地体会到，至尊主 Krishna 已经亲自来到了他的家中。
And he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually begged him, and he asked him for a favor.
他祈求主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 施恩于他。
His favor was that he wanted to leave his home and follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and give up his family.
那他所祈求的这个恩典呢，就是他想主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 能祝福他，让他能够就离开家，跟随着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
And he said, I can no longer tolerate the waves of miseries caused by materialistic life.
他说这种世俗的生活所带给我的这种痛苦，我再也无法忍受了。
In other words,Even though he is a very pure and very advanced Brahmana, he feels that to live in a house with family members is intolerable and it's miserable.
换句话说，虽然这个婆罗门是非常的纯粹，也是非常精进的，但是呢，他依然觉得他就是被困在这个居家的这个生活中，生活在一个家庭里面。那这种家庭生活也是让他觉得非常痛苦而难以忍受。
And Prabhupada explains that in fact, if any family member is introspective, that family member will think that yes, to raise children, to have to go to work, to pay the bills, to have to always look for security, to protect the family members, to interact with other people who may not be Krishna conscious, it's very, very taxing in one's life. It takes a big, big chunk of one's life and away from self-realization.
那么施拉帕帕他也曾经说过这样的话，其实稍微有一些自省的一个句式，他都会想到那和自己的家人在一起，然后还要照顾这个家里所有的人，要去工作，还要这么多的账单要支付，还要保护这个家庭的这个安全，还要跟那些没有不具备 Krishna 知觉的人时不时的这个打交道，那实际上是非常具有挑战性的。事实上一个人这个生命中非常宝贵的一部分就被这样夺走了。
So the Koma Brahmana is thinking Krishna himself came to my home, so he felt instant detachment from family life and he said, what am I doing with my life? Let me go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢这个 Koma 叫 Koma 的这位婆罗门，当他见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，他立刻意识到至尊主 Krishna 已经来到他的这个家中，所以他内心中立即就升腾起这种弃绝之心，他就想着那我就离开这个家，我就要义无反顾地去跟随主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
And Prabhupada explains that according to Vedic culture, when one reaches the age of 50, one should leave family members and go to the forest and just serve Krishna for the rest of one's life。
那释迦牟尼佛呢，他也说根据这个伟大的这个传统，当一个人他到了50岁的时候就应该离家这个家庭，离开家庭，然后去往深山老林，在森林当中去全身心的去服务主 Krishna， 做奉献服务。
So Vedic civilization is based on the fact that it's supposed to bring about realization。
也就是说呢，这个时候它完全致力于一种自我的这个觉悟，所以呢这个伟大的这个文明的这个基础就是一切它都要对这个自我觉悟有所帮助。
And those realizations naturally means detachment。
而那些觉悟呢就意味着不依附弃绝。 Sorry, can I close the window?
Oh yes。
Okay.
Is it that kid crying again?
Yes. I don't know which one.
Anyway, so we have to understand that spiritual culture is meant to bring about detachment.
所以呢，有一点我们是要明白的，灵性的文化就是能够帮助我们培养起一种弃绝心，或者说不依附、不执着的心。
And material culture is only meant to increase attachment.
物质的文化却让我们的依附越来越深。
So when one follows Vedic culture properly by studying scriptures, by worshipping the deities, by doing service, by being responsible,gradually one will become detached and one will feel I have no longer any duty for my family and I should just engage 24 hours a day in pure devotional service.
所以呢很自然的一个去追随伟大文化的一个人，他阅读经典，服务神像，做奉献服务，所以呢他很自然而然的就培养起了这种灵性的知觉，对这个物质世俗的这个事物呢就越来越不依附，所以他就会对自己说，让我100%一天24小时的来服务这个主 Krishna， 为主 Krishna 做奉献服务吧，来唱诵吧。
So Koma Brahmana, he begged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let me go with you. I don't want to stay here and to be engaged in family affairs. I just want to be with you and just go back to Krishna.
所以呢，这个叫 Koma 的这个婆罗门就对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 就是祈求说，就让我跟随你吧。Let me follow you and what?
And go back to Krishna.
啊，然后就让我追随着你吧，让我在你的带领下回归灵性，回归 Krishna 那里。
What was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reply?
那么这个时候主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的回答是什么呢？
First of all, if you look back in Chaitanya Lila from the beginning, you will not find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked all the members of the Panchatattva and all the people in Navadvip who had become devotees and even Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to leave everything and go with him.
那首先如果说我们来回顾一下之前的主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Lila 他的逍遥时光的话，我们就会发现就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对所有的奉献者，那无论是 Panchatattva还有其他的他身边的奉献者，还有甚至包括 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya，他从来都没有要求他们放下手中的一切，离开家庭，离开这个所在的这个位置，然后去追随他。他从来没有做过这样的要求。
They were all householders. They all stayed home.
那他们都是居士的，他们所以都留在家中。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned to Koma Brahmana and says to him,Do not speak like this again.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就转向 Koma Brahmana 对他说这样的话不要再提了。
It's better that you stay at home and chant the holy name of Krishna.
你最好还是留在家里去唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And Prabhupada says that in the age that we live in, it is not a good advice.To ask people to leave their families suddenly.
那么释迦牟尼佛在要旨中说到，在我们现在所生活的这个年代中，不提倡我们去就是鼓励很多人突然的离开自己的家。
Because people are not trained, people are not brought up.Into vanas and ashram like proper brahmacharis, proper grihasthas. So it's not a good advice to ask people to quit everything and just become monks.
所以说如果说你鼓励一个人立刻的放弃一切，然后就出家为僧，这并不是一个非常好的一个建议，因为在这个年代当中生活的人，他们之前并没有这个过渡，他们并没有受过很好的这个 Varnashram， 就是四色会阶层四灵性进阶的这种文化的熏陶，他们也没有说经历过这个 Brahmacharya 知守身，然后 Grihastha 居士 Vanaprastha 行脚僧这样一步一步来的，没有这个过渡的阶段，所以是不适合突然间离家的。
For example, in China we have lots of Buddhist monks.
那比如说我们在中国可以看到有很多佛教的僧人。
But they become Buddhist monks at a young age.
但是他们是在很小的时候就已经成了佛教徒，就是成了出家为僧。
It would be interesting to find out if there are any Chinese men who leave their home at the age of 40, 50 or 60,And become Buddhist monks.
所以说呢，要在中国要找到一个，比如说四十多岁、五十多岁、六十多岁，然后抛下了家庭，然后离家那个出家为僧，那这样可能是非常罕见的。
What's your opinion, Krishna Prem?
Oh yes, but people will respect those kind of people very much.
No, that's not what I'm talking. No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm asking about the age bracket of the Chinese people who become Chinese men who become monks. Do they all become monks when they are young, or young. Are they Kuni who join when they are old?
Young. When they become monk, most of them are very young, like a university graduate, more and more.
Mm. So when we meet Buddhist monks in China who are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, it means they've been monks for many, many years, correct?
Well, mostly, yes. I explain, 就是 Radha Chan 他不问我一个问题，是不是在中国我们要是看到一些佛教的这个和尚或者是高僧的话，就是通常这个真是出家为僧成为和尚的都是在比较年轻的时候，就是40岁、50岁、60岁再突然间从家中离开，然后就是出家的，这样的人其实是不多的。那换句话说，就是当我们看到一些比如说40多、50多、60多的这些僧人哈，一般来说就说明他们已经是出家很久了，或者说他们已经学佛很久很久了。
You see, this is the difference. For example, when Buddha began to preach, many people, both men, women, children, many people just left everything, gave up all responsibilities, and just followed him and started creating monasteries.
嗯，那这个是跟这个历史是很不一样的这种现象，因为在当时，在佛陀他传道的时候，他所到之处被他吸引的那些男人、女人、孩子，他们都会放下一切，放下家庭，然后就跟随着他，或者说他们就去建造一些寺庙，就出家，完全。
The society in India became very weak because of that. People were giving everything up.
但是因为当时这个影响力是非常大的，所以呢，好多人他们就放下了家庭的这个事物，所以这个社会呢，也变得因为这种结构的变化变得衰弱。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, better you stay at home and you chant Hare Krishna now.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就鼓励他说。你最好还是留在家里，同时去念诵 Hare Krishna.
But Prabhupada explains in the purport that not only it's a good advice to ask devotees to stay home and chant Hare Krishna, but they should learn to chant Hare Krishna under the instruction of the spiritual master, and they should practice the chanting to reach pure chanting at home.
那么施拉帕帕在这个要旨说呢，要旨中说呢，不仅人们应当得到这样的忠告，留在家里面去很好的去唱诵主的圣名，但是这还不够。这样的唱诵主的这个圣名，应当是在这个灵性导师的指导下面，去遵循灵性导师的训示，这样认真的去做的，而且还要有一个非常明确的目标，要就是。通过循序渐进的方式，最后要达到纯粹的唱诵，纯粹的念诵。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the most famous verses in the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita.
然后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就引用了整部的 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经中最为著名的一个诗节。
This is text 128.
那么这个呢，就是第七章的第128个诗节。
Yare deka tarikaha Krishna upadesh amara agyara guru anahatare edesh. Translation: Instruct everyone to follow the orders.Of Lord Sri Krishna, as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land.
那么这段诗节呢，它的意思就是这样的，去教导所有的人，让他们去追随 Sri Krishna 在薄伽梵歌和圣典薄伽瓦坛中的训令，就这样成为一位灵性导师吧，尽你所能让帮助在这片土地上的人获得解脱。
Did you read the translation?
Yes.
And then Prabhupada says in a prayer form, this is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
然后呢，希拉帕帕他就在这个要旨中，他就说到了，他说这正是国际 Krishna 知觉学会的崇高的使命。
And he says many people are coming to us, many people are inquiring whether they should give up family life or not to join Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, no, this is not our mission.
那希拉帕帕他说很多人来询问我们，他们是不是应该放弃家庭的生活来加入我们这个社团，但我们的答案是不是的，这并不是我们的使命。
You have a nice home, you have children, you have family, you have work, keep it, but add the chanting of Hare Krishna, keep a high standard of goodness by following the regulative principles, and then share Krishna consciousness with others. This is perfection of devotional service.
然后呢，希拉帕帕他就说，你有一个很好的家庭，很好的家人，很好的一份工作，稳定的生活，很好，很好的去这个保持，把它保持下去。但是同时呢，要把这个苍圣主的圣名作为你生活的这个核心，同时呢，保持一个非常高的善良形态的这个生活标准，唱诵主的圣名，并且呢，把这个主的圣名，把 Krishna 的知觉和所有的人去分享，这样呢，你就可以自然的就是获得进化，获得灵性上的进步。
When Raghunath Das Goswami was a young teenager,
Raghunath Das Goswami 他还是十几岁的时候
，He went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he begged him, please let me leave my home and come and stay with you in Jagannath Puri.
他就见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，就请求说，请您允许我到 Jagannath Puri 和您生活在一起。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't be a pretender and don't be artificial.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就告诫他说，不要成为一个伪装者。不要人为造作的去做这件事情。
He said, "Return to your home and behave like a proper gentleman. Be a good husband to your wife. Be a good son to your family."
他说呢，你就回家吧，做一个好男人，做一个好绅士，然后好好的做一个丈夫，好好照顾你的妻子，做一个好儿子，孝敬父母。
And just do everything every day as normal.
每天你的这个生活，还是可以保持正常。
But internally, engage in very deep meditation and worship of Lord Krishna.
但是你的内心的这个深处要，去崇拜主 Krishna， 在这样的一种深深的冥想之中度过每一天。
And when the time is right,I will call you.
时机成熟的时候，我会召唤你的。
When Rupa and Sanatan were ministers of the Muslim king.
那 Rupa Goswami 当时他们是还是身为
Rupa and Sanatan.
Yeah, 就是 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 当初他们还是。在穆斯林的政府中效力，他们还是穆斯林的这个大臣的时候。
They would write letters to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking him to be free so they could come and be with him.
然后他们也一直在给主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 写信啊，希望他给予这个祝福，让他们能够获得自由，能够和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起。
But he would not reply their letters.
但是主持他娘马哈帕布连信都不回。
Because he wanted them to cultivate very deep feeling of separation.
因为主持他娘马哈帕布希望他们能培养一种非常深沉的分离中的情感。
And then one day he wrote them a letter.
然后有一天呢，他就给他们写了一封信。
And in the letter he said,Just like a wife who has a paramour,
他就写了一封信，在信中说到呢，就好像是一个私下里有了情人的妻子。
She will clean the house nicely. She will dress nicely. She will speak nicely to her husband. She will do everything perfectly.
她呢会把家打扫得非常的整洁干净，她会把自己也打扮得非常的清新美丽，向自己的丈夫说温柔的软语。
But internally, she will think about her lover all the time.
但是在心中，她却时时刻刻地记着她的情人，想念着她的情人。
So, similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was creating this longing for association, but that longing, that feeling of separation was actually pure Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，祖切塔尼亚马哈巴布他所鼓励的是一种在内心当中的一种非常深沉的一种渴望，在分离中的一种渴望，而这样的一种渴望就是纯粹的Krishna 知觉。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this advice, is because he knows the Koma Brahmana is already a pure Brahmani, a pure Brahmana.His wife is a very pious woman. They worship deities at home. He has no reason to leave home. All he has to do is add the chanting of Hare Krishna and give it to others, and then he can attain perfection.
那么这个主持他娘马哈法布之所以给这位叫 Kumar 的 Brahmana 这个训示呢，是根据他的情况的，因为他知道这个 Brahmana 其实内心已经非常的纯净，他也是一位非常虔诚的人，而且他的妻子也非常好，他们也在一起这个服务神像，所以他觉得这个婆罗门根本就没有必要离家出走，他所做的只是唯一的一件事情，就是要把这个唱诵或者念诵 Hare Krishna 圣名放到他的生活中，然后和别人分享，这样他就可以得到完美了。
So it's the same for us as devotees. Of course, you can't say, well, my wife is a pure Brahmana and my children are pure Gurukul boys and girls and we have nice deities at home. It's not always like that, but we have to make an effort to spiritualize our home by being ourselves a perfect example.
所以呢，并不是说我们每个人都是他的妻子就是婆罗门，然后孩子都在咕噜库尔临时学校上学，并不是每一个人都是有这样的一个条件的，但是至少我们应当尽我们的所能来净化自己，来成为一个好榜样。
And we should try to use our home to share Krishna consciousness with others.
而且很好的要用我们的家来和其他人共同分享 Krishna 知觉。
Like here in Melbourne, of course the situation is different, but in Melbourne they have now 140 groups of people who meet in homes and do programs.
140?
Yeah.
那就比如说在这个墨尔本现在的情况就是这样的，它有140个小组，然后这些小组都是在家里面聚会联谊的。
And Melbourne only has 5 million people.
而且整个墨尔本的人口也只有500万。
It's like a small town in China.
就好像是中国的一个小城市一样。
So in a place like Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, I mean, we should have 500, 1,000 families meeting in their homes and just chanting Hare Krishna. It's all about chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam and talk about Krishna. That's all.
所以说就是比如说像北京啊、上海、广州这样的这些大城市，那按理说也应该至少有500个甚至1000个这样的小组、这样的家庭。其实这个联谊它很简单，也就是说大家在一起荣耀 Prasadam， 一起唱诵圣名，一起来谈论有关 Krishna 的话题。
So, the verse says, follow the orders of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and then, in my name, become a spiritual master and deliver the people. I don't need to be here. You can do it yourself.
所以呢，在这个诗节中，他的这个训示就是说，要遵循Krishna 在博迦梵歌和圣典博迦瓦坛中的训令，以我的名义成为灵性导师，去拯救所有的人。我并不一定要亲自在场。
This is a direct instruction by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那这个是主切塔尼亚马哈帕布的一个直接的训示。
And we should never think, oh, this is not for me, this is for the advanced devotee. No, this is for every single devotee.
所以千万不要以为这个训示是为那些非常精进的高级奉献者来讲的。它是对每一个人都是适用的，包括我们自己。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yare Deka, whoever you see,
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就是在这里说了一个梵文词叫 Yale Deka， 意思就是说无论你见到谁。
Tarikaha, you speak.
Tarikaha 的意思就是你去说。
Krishna Upadesh, the instruction of Krishna.
就是 Krishna Upadesh 的意思就是 Krishna 的训谕训示。
And then it says Amara, Amara means in my name.On my behalf, you become a spiritual master.
然后他又用了一个词，就是 Amara， 意思是以我的名义代表我，成为灵性导师。
It doesn't mean that you may give initiation. Some may do it, some may not do it. But the idea of becoming a spiritual master means you share, you teach whatever you've received, you give it to others. That's being a spiritual master.
那在这里说的这个灵性导师，这个 guru， 并不是说你要成为一个启迪的灵性导师。他的意思就是说，无论你接受到了Krishna 知觉中的什么，你跟其他人这个分享，那这样的一种分享就让你成为一位灵性导师。
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Koma Brahmana, if you follow this instruction, your materialistic life at home.Will no longer be a problem, and you will be able to make spiritual advancement.
然后呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对这位 Koma Brahman 呢，就是说，如果你能够遵循我的这个训，如果你能遵循这个训示的话，那你在家中的这种世俗的生活就不会成为一个问题，你依然能够获得灵性上的进步。
And then he says, if you follow what I'm telling you to do, you will again meet me. But then he says, better than that, not only you will again meet me, but you will never lose my company.
然后他接着又对这个婆罗门说，如果你依照我的话行事，那么你终有一天会见到我，而且不仅见到我，我会一直和你在一起。
And then Prabhupada, it's a short purport. Prabhupada says some very, very important things.
那么这个诗节它伴随着是一个不长的一个要旨，但是在这个要旨中，Srila Prabhupada却说了非常重要的话。
He says this principle applies for every single devotee in Krishna consciousness.
那么Srila Prabhupada他说这个原则适用于每一个奉献者。
If a devotee lives at home with family,And such a devotee strictly follows the principles of Krishna consciousness, of hearing and chanting. He says, Maya cannot touch you.
那Srila Prabhupada就是说，如果一个人他是在家庭生活中，但是同时他非常的严格的遵循规范原则来生活，这个遵循规范原则啊，唱诵啊，是Maya 就是说虚幻的能量。是不可能触碰它的。
And not only that, but your home becomes directly Vrindavan or Navadvipa or Jagannath Puri. You don't even need to go to these places. These places come to your home.
然后他虽然Prabhupada又接着说，如果你这样做的话，你的家自然就成了 Vrindavan, Navadvipa 和 Jagannath Puri. 你甚至都不需要去到那些圣地，那些圣地会来到你的家中。
We feel the strong need Of course, Prabhupada did invite devotees to go to the holy dham as often as possible, and we feel the stoning to go there. But you will see that when you are in the holy dham, or if you are at home very Krishna conscious, there's actually not much difference.
当然了，我们都会有这种强烈的这种需要，觉得应该要去到这些圣地。但是事实上，如果你是在家里修习Krishna，就是非常严格的话，你会发现，无论是在这个圣地还是在自己的家中，其实这两者之间区别不大。
And Prabhupada says this is the secret of success in advancing in Krishna consciousness.
那 Prabhupada 就是说到，这是 Krishna 知觉进步的秘诀。
We should not think that everybody should quit everything, and we should create ashram. What are we going to do with all these people who want to come? Stay home. Don't call us. We'll call you.
我们不要鼓励大家放弃一切，然后聚集在一起，建立起一个 ashram 修院在一起。要是这么多人都来了，我们拿他怎么办呢？ 我们拿他们怎么办？我们应该鼓励他们就在这个家中，然后呢，让他们耐心的这个等待，我们会呼唤他们的。So
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only did this with Koma Brahmana, he told him, "Don't come with me. Stay here with your family. Be Krishna conscious." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did the same thing in every home where he went. Because many people wanted to quit everything and follow him.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对这个 Koma Brahmana 就这样说，你不要跟随我，你就留在家里面啊，去从事你的灵修。事实上呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他曾经去过很多的这个家庭，很多人都想立刻的抛弃一切，就这样一心的追随他，但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都谢绝了。
And Prabhupada says something very significant. He says, you may be a householder, you may be a doctor, you may work in a factory, you may have a shop, you may have any business, it does not matter.
然后是Prabhupada他说，你可能是在家的居士，你可能是个医生，可能你有经营了一个工厂，或者是一家商店，这个无关紧要。
You can give prasadam, you can give Bhagavad Gita, you can get people to chant, their family members, their friends, people from work.
你可以给你周围的人，就跟你在一起工作的这些同事、这些朋友，给予他们 prasadam, 给予他们哲学，然后给予他们圣名。
And this is very interesting because we may think that if we leave everything, only then we're going to make spiritual progress.
那这一点是非常有意思的。我们呢，通常都会以为我们必须要放下一切，我们才拥有Krishna知觉。Maybe
if we quit everything, it will be easier.
那也许说你要是放下了一切的话，可能会容易一些。
But spiritual life, it's not about making things easier.
但是灵性生活的核心并不是说求一个方便，求一个容易。
Spiritual life is about becoming purified.
灵性生活意味着净化。
And therefore, Prabhupada says that to stay at home, to continue one's responsibilities and at the same time cultivate Krishna consciousness requires meekness and humility.
Require what and humility? Meekness.
Meekness, yes.
Okay. 那就是说，Prabhupada他就是说到，一个人呢，他在这个家中去坚持履行自己的家庭的责任，同时呢，认真的修习Krishna知觉。 非常认真的灵修，那要做到这一点呢，一个人他必须要有足够的这个谦卑和顺从。
In other words, to tolerate the demands that household life brings, it means that you have to cultivate humility. And humility is a wonderful platform for cultivating spiritual life.
那换句话说呢，居士生活其实对一个人的这个要求和挑战还是很大的。那如果一个人他能够做到去忍受这种居士生活、居家生活的话，那这个谦卑容忍的这个品质是必不可少的，而谦卑恰恰是灵性进步的一个非常重要的基石。
Sometimes you see devotees who are free from family life, they may become proud that now I can do whatever I want to serve my guru. But the householder who is working so hard to maintain family and responsibility, he's more likely to become humble and to chant without offenses than the one who thinks that he's free.
那有的时候我们会看到有一些人他们抛弃了这个家庭啊，他们摆脱了这种家庭生活，然后呢他们就觉得自己非常的现在可以自由的去服务灵性导师，去做奉献服务了，但是在这个过程当中可能内心中反而滋长了一种傲慢，倒不如说那些诚诚恳恳的这些居士啊，非常好的去履行自己的家庭的责任，去容忍这个物质生活所给他们带来的这个障碍，但是与此同时又非常认真的去灵修，去念诵祖的这个圣名。其实在那个过程当中，居士可能得到的这种净化是更大的，然后呢也会更加的谦卑，于是呢也更有利于培养一种没有冒犯的念诵。
And this is what happened in every house, and wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went,He met people, they gave him prasadam, they gave him a place to sleep, and then they said, I want to go with you. And each person, he said, no, stay here, chant Hare Krishna, teach other Krishna consciousness.
所以呢就这样的同样的事情其实是一而再再而三的发生的，祖切坦尼亚马哈法布所到之处都有很多居士的家庭，他们来邀请祖切坦尼亚马哈法布到自己的家中，给他舒适的座位，给他prasadam, 然后他们深深地被主持他尼亚马哈帕布吸引，他们就想放下一切就追随于他，但是每一次主持他尼亚马哈帕布都说不，不要跟随我，就留在家中，就留在这里去唱诵圣名，并且和他人分享。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the town of Kurukshetra, he allowed, you know, to get some associationHe allowed the Brahmana to walk with him for some distance to give him his association.
所以呢，这样的主持他尼亚马哈帕布呢，就要动身离开了 Kurukshetra 这个地方了。那么在这个启程的时候呢，他就允许这个婆罗门科玛能够跟随他走上一段路。那么在这个路上呢，他可以更多的给他一些联谊，一些陪伴。
Then he turned around and he said, "Okay."Now you go home, be a good boy.
然后他转过头去对这个婆罗门说，现在回去吧，好好的生活吧。
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met another Brahmana named Vasudev.
那后来主持他尼亚马哈帕布他又遇到了另外一个婆罗门，他的名字叫 Vasudev.
And we will find out about Vasudev next week.
那关于 Vasudev 的这一段故事我们下周再讲。
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna、
Sati, are you still at home? Or have you taken sannyas?
Sati 是还在家里还是已经成了这个散压心理了不
他不 我想问一下，就是刚才也说到这个在家居生活当中会面对很多的这种家庭的事情嘛，所以说而且尤其是对于居士单修的，就是说一方是奉献者，另外一方不是奉献者，那么就是对于四项基本原则呀，有的时候就是遵守起来是比较困难的，也是比较有挑战的，所以就这方面如何能够更好的做到呢？
Okay. So Sati asked a question, as you just mentioned, that household life is quite demanding, especially for those devotees whose husband or wife is not a devotee who doesn't practice. So in that case, to follow the four regular principles strictly seems to be more challenging. So what should we do to improve on that point?
Very good question.
Better. 您的这个问题呢是非常的好的。
There are different ways to look at this.
你看待这个问题的方式呢可以不同，有不同的角度。嗯。
We have to be conscious of the fact. We have to be conscious of quite a few factors.
有一些事实是我们不能回避的，要有所意识。
The situation that you are describing is the situation of quite a few devotees in the yatra. But the fact is that you made those decisions to marry a specific person, to have children, to have a home, before you came to Krishna consciousness.
对，就是这种情况呢，是在我们这个 yatra 是非常常见的。有一点呢，我们要意识到，我们是在成为Krishna 知觉的奉献者之前，我们选择了这一个伴侣，并且和他有了孩子。
And therefore, the decisions that were made before coming to Krishna consciousness, they have consequences and they bear responsibilities.
所以说呢，在我们加入 Krishna 知觉之前呢，我们做出了这样的一个决定，那有了这个决定就会有结果，那么这个后果呢，它也伴随而来的就是责任，所以说这个时候我们是有责任的。
So in one sense it's a burden and on the other it's an opportunity to become more purified.
所以呢，一方面你可能会认为它会是一个负担，但是另外一个方面，你可以换一个角度来看，就是它其实是一个很好的帮助你自我进化的机会。
And we have to, if we are able to make adjustment, if we are able to make improvements, then that's really Krishna's mercy.
那如果说我们能够就自己的这个生活做一些调整。然后呢，有所这个进展啊，有所改善，那这绝对是 Krishna 的仁慈。
The situation that we find ourselves in is calling for us to be as strict as we can and as exemplary as we can.
那么实际上呢，我们现在身处在这样的一个环境中，其实是对于我们的一个很好的一个警示。就是让我们要尽可能的保持这个严格 strict
strict and dedicated as we can.
就是尽可能的保持我们的这种灵修上的一种严格，就是要更加的警醒。
Krishna is within the heart. Krishna is awareof the situation that we are in.
Krishna 其实在我们每个人的心中，他对于我们每个人所处的这个状况都是非常了解的。
My point here is that if, for example, you make a very big effort to chant very good rounds, and you make a very big effort to always be conscious when you cook and eat prasadam,and you are very conscious when you study Prabhupada's books, your intelligence become purified, your heart becomes purified, and Krishna give you inspiration, how you can improve, how you can make adjustments.
我的意思就是说，如果一个人他非常好的，就是很有意识的去做普沙当，荣耀普沙当，很有意识的认真的去阅读经典，然后很努力的去尽量的去专注的 去这个念诵。那实际上在这个灵修的这个过程当中，一个人的智慧，一个人的内心呢，他就会得到这个进化。那在这样的一种进化的状况下， Krishna 在心中就会给我们这个提示，我们就可以更多的听到 Krishna 所给予我们的这个灵感和这个启示，那你就更知道怎么去对自己的生活做一些调整和提高。
And gradually you find that family members begin to have respect for what you stand for your choices.
然后呢，慢慢的你就会发现，其实你的这个家人不知不觉间已经对你的个人的这个选择呢，持越来越多的这个尊重的态度，甚至这个接受。
The sense of spiritual duty and to be loyal to the practice of Krishna consciousness in itself will make people respect your choices.
就是灵性的这种责任，然后对这个 Krishna 知觉休息的这种忠诚度，本身这两点如果你保持得很好的话，就足以让周围的人对你心生敬意。
So,
突然间，
you know, it's something which is gradual, and we have to take shelter so we don't lose our enthusiasm as a devotee.
不过这个事情他一定要这个一步一步的做，要懂得这个节奏，要有这个循序渐进，你要不要失去作为一个奉献者的这份热情。
But we should not give up.
但是不管怎么样，我们绝对不能放弃。
We should actually appreciate the fact thatSometimes the husband is very supportive. He may not believe in anything. He may not be interested, but he's very supportive. And the children are supportive.
就是说，之后你会发现你的丈夫可能什么都不信，但是呢，他在支持着你。然后你的孩子也是，可能也是什么都不信的，但是也在为你创造条件，在支持你。所以在这个时候呢，内心。要有这种感激之情。
So we should appreciate that. We should see this as Krishna's kindness.
所以呢，我们必须要心怀感恩之情。我们要知道这是 Krishna 对我们的恩宠。
But we should be very careful, and this is very important because for Chinese people, it's easy to.Slide into that space which I call having guilty feelings about everything. This is very, very dangerous, and devotees should avoid cultivating this sense of guilty feeling all the time. There's no point. It's useless to feel guilty. It does not help.
但是就是这里一个非常小心的一个问题，就是说我觉得对于所有的奉献者来说很重要的一个问题，就是说而且我们中国人特别容易有这种倾向，就是一种这个愧疚感，一种内疚感，事实上老是被缠绕在这样的一种内疚的这种情绪里面是于事无补的，一点用都没有，绝对没有任何的帮助。
It's actually an impedimentto the cultivation of bhakti.
我认为呢，这个是在 bhakti 奉爱的培养的滋养的这个道路上的一大障碍。
It does not mean that we should take everything for granted, but at the same time, if we cover ourselves with guilt, we can't move. There's no space to move spiritually.
那么我并不是说一个人呢，他就认为什么都可以把什么都理所应当，就无所谓的那种态度，这也不是这样的。也就是说，我们要非常小心，不要让这种愧疚感、这种自惭形秽，然后这种内疚感缠绕，都把你的心给填满了，这样你就没有任何的空间去得到灵性上的进步和这个生发。
Like the story of the Brahmana and the prostitute.
那这就好像是这个婆罗门和这个妓女的那个故事一样的。
So on one side of the street there was a prostitute, on the other side of the street there was a Brahmana.
这一条街上两边各住了一个人，一个是个婆罗门，另外一个是妓女。
So the prostitute, that was, it was her profession. That's how she made money to maintain her family. She was, you know, giving pleasure to men. But every time she would meet with a man, she would pray to Krishna, please forgive me. This is my work, but I worship you. You're my supreme Lord.
那这个妓女呢，她之所以这么做，这也是她的一个养家糊口的一个生计，所以说呢，她的这个职业就是去取悦男人，然后换回一点这个养家糊口的这个条件。但是她每一次这么做了之后，她都会向 Krishna 去祈祷，就是祈祷 Krishna 能够允许她一直这样的崇拜。服务于 Krishna， 他就说 Krishna， 你是我的至尊主，我服务于你。
Instead of feeling guilty, which could stop her from making money for her family, she would repent. Repentance is different than feeling guilty.
所以说呢，他如果说他在这一种内疚的这个情绪，愧疚情绪，他可能连养活他家人的这个能力都没有了。那么这个他是在一种忏悔的这种心态里面，这个忏悔和这个内疚还是不一样的。
On the other side of the street, the Brahmana was all day chanting mantras, reading the Vedas, but in his mind he kept thinking, look what she's doing, look what she's doing, look what she's doing.
然后在街的那一边呢，这住了这个婆罗门，每天呢，他研习经典，研习这个韦达经，然后唱诵，但是呢，他却非常傲慢的，老是看着这个妓女说：“看看你在干的好事，看你在做些什么呀。”
Who do you think got Krishna's mercy at the end?
然后他就说，你有什么资格向 Krishna 祈祷仁慈呀？
The prostitute went back to Godhead and the Brahmana said in the material world.
但是最后的这个结果是这个妓女她回归了神手，而这个婆罗门依然留在物质世界。
Because despite of the material inconvenience, she never gave up her service to Krishna.
为什么呢？因为他虽然在这个物质上面的这个生活给他的这个障碍重重，但是在他的内心，他从来都没有放弃对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
Okay, is there anything else?
还有其他的问题吗？萨提曼特基？
没有。
How is it possible、yeah. that for 5 weeks nobody is asking question in this class? What's happening?
阿拉昌帕布询问说，为什么连着好几个星期大家都没有问问题了？
啊？
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, we'll stop here. It's getting late.
好，现在已经有些晚了，那我们就先停在这儿吧。
Thank you very much, Sati Mataji.
非常感谢 Sati Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
And thank you to all the listeners and all your wonderful questions out there.
感谢所有的聆听者，感谢你们问出的精彩的问题。
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Koma Brahmana Ki Jai, Kashyapa Yatra Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo. 为昆达之音服务源于聆听下的奉献者们，今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束。我们下周同一时间再见，继续来聆听主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光。 Hare Krishna. Now there's the one question coming up, but I think we'll keep it for next time.
Next week.
那我们下一周再来回答这个问题，好不好？
好的，可以的。
好不好？
大家来询问的。
谢谢啊，再见。
好，再见，谢谢帕布，马达基，哈日波。
谢谢啊。
哈日波。